As any, then, I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store.
This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's down in Pine Ridge. Well, the Pine Ridge Grammar School has finally hired a teacher, one Marion Sloan. And today we find that L. Edwards, president of the school board, accompanied by Messrs. Abner Peabody and Cedric Wehunt, have gone to the county seat to meet the new teacher. As we look in on the railroad station at the county seat, we see Abner and Cedric standing near a weighing machine. Lum, who has been talking to the ticket agent, is approaching them. Listen.
Well, the train will be here pretty soon. Ticket agent says it's running ahead of schedule today.
Ahead of schedule?
Yeah, he says it's just 5 or 10 minutes late.
Oh.
Now, don't forget what I want you fellas to do when Miss Sloan gets here.
Huh?
Cedric, you act like you're my chauffeur, and Abner, you be the feller that handles her baggage.
Well, now, Lum, I don't want to tote them heavy valises all.
Abner, you promised you'd do that if I'd let you come along.
Well, all right.
How do I look?
Huh?
Do I look all right?
Why, sure, you look all right. What's the matter? Don't you feel good?
Of course I feel good. It's just that I want to look my... never mind. You wouldn't understand these things.
What things?
Nothing. Grannies, I wish that train hurry up and get you here. Auburn hair. Hot dog.
Huh.
Hey, Mr. Abner, you got a penny? I want to weigh myself on that machine.
A penny? Now, don't waste your money, Cedric. You can weigh yourself for nothing when we get back to Pine Ridge. Use them scales we got back there in the feed room. Won't charge you a thing for it.
Yes, Mom, but this in here tells your fortune, too.
Tells your fortune?
Yes, Mom.
It does. Well, doggies, I believe I'll try that myself. See, I believe I got a penny or two here coming.
Now, don't go believing that fortune-telling nonsense.
Well, this ain't nonsense, Mr. Rum. It's all true stuff. I've done it before.
Here, Cedric. Now, what do you do?
Well, I just stand on here and drop the penny in this little start.
Oh.
Sort of like playing the pinball machine.
Well, you ought to be good at that thing, Cedric.
Here it comes.
There, what comes?
The fortune.
Oh.
See, it's right on this little card that dropped down here.
Well, I do know. Doggie, somebody must have did some awful fast writing in there. You know what? I'll say that for
192 pounds.
Well.
And here's my fortune. You possess tremendous energy and keen insight.
Huh.
You will soon be promoted to a high position.
By the land.
Good for me.
You hear that, Lum? Cedric's going to get a high position.
Yeah, I heard it. But you can't believe none of that stuff.
Boy, a high position. What's the highest position you can think of, Mr. Abner?
Oh, let's see, Well, I reckon President of the United States, Cedric.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
sure.
That's about as high as you can get, I reckon. Now, whereabouts I put the penny, Cedric?
Right in that slot there.
Huh?
Boy, President of the United States.
Hey, listen here. Yeah, I see it, yeah.
That's pretty good for a fella that never got past the third grade, ain't it?
Oh, President. Yeah, that's good, all right. Yeah, that's mighty good, Cedric. Oh, here it comes. Ain't that cute? Let's see here. 147 pounds. You have a deep appreciation of artistic things.
Mom will sure be surprised at me. She never thought I'd mount so much, even.
You should develop your own musical talents. Well, did you hear that, Lum? I got musical talent.
Yeah, I heard it. Wish that train hurry up and get you here.
Doggies, I never knowed I had all them musical talents before. I wonder what instrument I play.
Well, don't it tell on the card there, Mr. Abner?
Let's see. No, that's all it is on there. Don't say a word. Huh. Well, reckon how a fella could find that out now.
Well, maybe you ought to try the machine again. It might tell that.
Why, sure, that's right. What's the matter? You ought to thought of that myself, said it.
No wonder I'm president thinking of things so quick.
Why, sure. Let's see now. Yeah. Here's another thing. I know they had another. Yeah.
About you, Gomer Bates will be jealous of me when he hears I'm going to be president.
I hope I play electric guitar. That's what I hope I play. I've always wanted to play one of them. Just love, huh?
Auburn hair and brown eyes. Can you hear the train yet, Abner?
Here it comes.
What, the train?
No, my fortune. That's a little car here. see what this one says. Find out what a play. Says, your quick wit and easy charm makes you welcome in any society. However, do not neglect your writing career.
Writing career?
Huh. That's what he says here.
Well, whatever happened to your musical career, Rickon?
No, because I don't know, Cedric. Right when I was getting good at it, too. Wait a minute. I'll bound you. Here's the reason I give it up so quick right here.
Mom.
Look here, 137 pounds. That means I just lost 10 pounds.
Lost 10 pounds?
Why, sure I did. 137. I weighed 147 there a while ago.
Right, you sure you're looking thinner, too.
I am, huh?
Yeah.
I reckon that music playing is just too hard on me.
What's
and guitars
it?
Must be awful heavy. Lucky thing I found it out before it's too late, you know what?
Well, what are you going to do then? Just sit around writing books now?
I reckon so, Cedric. It's about all it's safe for me to do in my condition.
Yes, too bad. Mr. Long, why don't you get weighed?
I don't care how much I weigh. Besides, them scales ain't accurate.
Why, they're too long. I just now lost 10 pounds. Never would have noted if the machine hadn't told me. Go on, I'm weigh yourself there, woman.
No, I gotta watch the train.
Well, you can hear it when it comes in. Go on, Alan. It just cost a penny.
Well, all right. It'll make you happy. What do I do now? Stand on anything here?
Yeah, just stand right there and drop your penny in right up here. That's right. That's the place right there.
Just a lot of prittle-prattle, though, I can tell you that.
Yeah. There's your card right there. Read what it says, Mom.
I know what to do. Let's see. I weigh 161.
Well, I mean, read the fortune for it.
Oh, that Walter off. you are a brilliant executive, and... Dang it, how did they know that?
Is that all it says?
No, it says, you are a brilliant executive and a stern leader.
Well.
However, you are courteous to strangers and never late for appointments.
Huh.
Well, I do know. They hit it right on the button.
Maybe we ought to go to a restaurant and eat something, Lum. I'd like to fatten myself up again if I can.
No, you stay here, Abner.
Well, I'm hungry, Lum. No, because I lost 10 pounds today. I can't eat better.
That don't make no difference. I'm sorry I have to be stern, but that's just the way I am. A brilliant executive and a stern leader. It's in my blood, I think.
Well, it'll just take a minute now, Long.
No, I don't want to miss the train. That's one thing about me. I'm never late for appointments.
Oh, my.
I've always been that way. All the editors were that way. Right on the dot.
Well, I'm hungry.
Anyway, I believe I'll try that machine again.
Yes, Mom, I believe I will, too. I'm getting tired of being president, I think. I'd like to take up some other work for a while.
Well, let me be first, Cedric. I'm sort of a leader in everything. Stern, but brilliant.
Mom, can I just go and buy me a candy bar?
After a while, Abner.
Oh.
What's the matter here? No card come out.
It never. Did you put a penny in there?
Yeah, put that in. Right there in that slot. Same as the other.
That's funny.
Here, let me hit it once. Sometimes them cards get stuck in there.
Oh, yeah, hit it, Cedric. No. No card yet.
Here, let me hit it. I'll bang it a gooder.
Yeah, pop it. Nothing happened. I reckon you better put another penny in, Long.
No. I ain't gonna waste another penny in here.
Well, all right. Do as you like, then.
What's the matter with that thing?
Well, Long, that ain't doing no good.
I wish I had a screwdriver. I'd open this dead blame thing up. Cedric, go and get the manager. Or the ticket agent, I mean.
Yes, Mom.
Now, Lum, don't go making a fuss about this.
Listen, Abner, I put a penny in this machine. Now, Granny, I'm going to get something in return for it. I know the reason why.
Well, all you lost was a penny.
A penny's a penny. Nobody can do this to Lum Edwards and get away with it. Not a stern executive like me.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Lum. That pounding ain't helping none. You're just going to tear it up.
Look at that. They got it chained down so you can't tip it over and get your money back. Snakes in the weeds. This is the last time I've ever come into this depot, I can tell you that. I'll stop and get on the train and have beer.
Oh, for the land's sake, get over up in there.
Come on.
Mom, now stop pounding that machine. I'll give you another penny.
Get my own penny back. Nobody's going to do this to me. When L. Edward puts a penny in some machine, that machine better pay off or it'll get walked right on top of the head.
Wait a minute. Here comes Cedric back. Maybe he's got it fixed up for you. What did the ticket agent say, Cedric?
He said he was busy. Besides, he says he ain't got nothing to do with the weighing machine.
That's just about what I figured he'd say, that low-down crook. I'm going to write a letter to the president of this railroad. I'll get that ticket agent Ford. That's what I'll do.
Well, maybe it ain't his fault.
Of course it is. He just fixes this machine so Anderson fellers like me will come in here and lose all our hard-earned money.
Lump, all you lost was a little old penny.
I told you once, a penny's a penny. Besides, it's the principle of the thing. Wait a minute. Maybe this pocket knife will work.
Pocket knife? What are you going to do, stab yourself?
No, I'm going to unscrew them screws there and get my money back.
Well, Lum, you can't do that.
I can done it.
What? That machine don't wrong you now, Lum.
Hey, Mr. Lum.
Hey, Cap Cedric.
But, Mr. Lum.
I told you to keep quiet. Can't you see I'm busy?
Lum, don't do
yes,
that,
Yes, but
now.
This is important. The train's already come.
Huh?
The train's here, Lomi. We better get out there and find Miss Sloan, Lomi.
Well, it's too late.
Too late?
Yes, Mom. Just two people got off the train, and both of them got in taxicabs and drove away.
Drove away?
Oh, my goodness. I've missed
her. Oh, my.
Why didn't you tell me quicker, Cedric?
Well, I tried to, but you wouldn't let me. You're so busy trying to get that penny back.
Hey, Lum. Lum, look here. Look here. Your fortune card fell out. Look there. It's in that little slot there. See it?
Here.
Let's see what it says. You are a wise and generous person, but you have one fault. You are a reckless spendthrift.